The Federal Subsistence Board for Alaska will not release its position on a village corporation's petition to change management of nearby state fisheries. Angoon's Kootsnawu Incorporated filed what's called an extraterritorial jurisdiction petition last year. It said state managers have allowed commercial fishermen to take too many sockeyes, lowering the village's catch. It wants the federal government to claim jurisdiction over the Western Admiralty Island fishery and give subsistence a higher priority. The board began hearing about the issue yesterday at its meeting in Juneau, but it will not make its position public after it completes deliberations. It will only send a sealed recommendation to Agriculture Department Secretary Tom Vilsack and Interior Department Secretary Ken Salazar. Pete Probasco is Assistant Regional Director for Subsistence Management for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Secretary Salazar and Secretary Vilsack have retained the authority for where that regulation resides to themselves. And so because of that, and it hasn't been delegated to the board, all the board can do is make a recommendation that's confidential, which the secretary will consider along with whatever other information he collects from public, etc.
Probasco said the secretaries usually respond to such recommendations within 4 to 6 weeks. The subsistence board will make its decision during a closed-door executive session at the end of the public portion of its meeting Friday. Before that, it will hear from its Southeast Regional Advisory Council. Members are also participating in this week's meeting.